This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4002 for Tuesday, the 5th of December, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Today I Learned 2023-11-24. It is hosted by Dave Morris and is about 8 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, some odds and ends I learned today.
Hello everyone, welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name's Dave Morris. Today I've got a show which I've entitled Today I Learned, followed by the date, which is 24th of November. So what's it about? I am saying in the notes here that I enjoy finding out about things, and now that I'm retired and have been for 14 years, seems shorter actually, but anyway, I do have some time to research things, so if I find something that interests me, then I go hunting. Lose loads of time during the day in Wikipedia or whatever, but it's fun, I enjoy it. This show is being put together because HBR, the project, is going through a phase where the queue can get very low. It's not too bad just now. I think we've got at least a week ahead of us with shows. But it has got very, very low, and we've had to resort to the reserve queue from time to time. So I thought if I put together some short shows that I could throw together quickly, then I could contribute more easily to this problem. Not contribute it to the problem, but against the problem. Maybe if this is of interest, it's an idea that's of interest, other people can contribute and we can make a series of it or something. But so the plan is to keep details to a minimum, provide a few links, so if you want to dig deeper you can, but unlike many of my shows where I cannot stop digging and end up spending weeks preparing something that doesn't last very long. It's probably not all that interesting, but it's just a sort of mania that I suffer from. So I've got three things that I want to mention, three things I have learned. First one is the word learnt, L-E-A-R-N-T, or learned, L-E-A-R-N-E-D? Well, both are acceptable. Both are the past tense and past participle of the verb to learn. I'm not going to go into the grammar of this. You can dig deeper if you wish. So learnt, ending with a T, N-T, is an older form which is still quite common in British English. It's the one I tend to go for because I'm old. Learned is more common in US English, but it's becoming popular in the UK. It's been acceptable for a long, long time, just not the one that my brain goes to. A couple of links, Grammarist, it's a good source, and there's a BBC question and answer thing that I found as I was searching. I'm sure there's tons more, but I'll leave that up to you. The fact that I called this Today I Learnt is okay, even though it might look a little bit weird to you. There's also spelt, S-P-E-L-T, which means past tense to spell. It's also a type of flour, but anyway, you know, for making bread and stuff. Second T-I-L is the French word for piggy bank. Why did I come across this today? Well, I watched a YouTube channel from a Canadian woodworker who produces English and French versions of his episodes. And the latest one is about making a wooden piggy bank. I don't watch the French ones, but I do read the titles. The French for piggy bank is tirelire. Tirelire. I learned French at school. I wasn't much good at it, but I've never come across the word, not too surprisingly. So my questions were, where's it come from and how do you say it? I found a Wiktionary page, which I've linked to, and it's a word, because it's a weird word. It's onomatopoeic, you know, a word that's meant to sound a bit like the sound that it's describing, like crash or bang or splash, maybe? Yeah. and it represents the rattling of coins. Now there's audio on the Wiktionary page. Wiktionary is a great source of information, by the way. There's audio on the page showing how to say it, demonstrating this. There's also an IPA version of the pronunciation. IPA is the International Phonetic Alphabet. So that's a cue for my third TIL, and it's about pronouncing IPA coded words. So there's all this stuff that you might have stumbled upon, which is strange symbols that show how to pronounce stuff. I've seen it many times and I've tried to decode it, and you really have to dig fairly deeply to find how you say each word, each letter, I mean. So the IPA form of Tirlia has got, I can't read you the symbols because it's got characters from various Latin alphabets. There's an upside down R for the French R, and it's often written in square brackets or in enclosed in slashes. I've used the slashes here just to follow Wiktionary. If you're interested in this, then you can find out about the IPA, and there's a link to the International Phonetic Alphabet and also the group that manage it. That's all beside the point, and it's one of those sort of rabbit holes that I could run off down for ages, but I won't. Anyway, I was doing this a few months ago and wondered how do I actually find an IPA code thingy and get a good idea of how to say the word. And I was hunting around and I came across a site which is called IPA Reader. I found various things where you could feed them paragraphs of English and other languages, actually, which would then generate the IPA for them. This is for teaching English as a second language in many cases, but the majority of them seem to cost money. I didn't see many free ones that seem to be useful, but that doesn't get you to the point of pronunciation. IPA Reader does. Go to the site, which I've linked to, obviously, and paste the IPA codes without the delimiters into the form. Then select a reader voice and click read. And I found that some of the voices are a little bit strange. There's one that seems to be running too fast. I like Brian, the one called Brian, who speaks British English, but then I probably would, wouldn't I? But it seems fine. So have a look at this, because I've got this bookmark now, so I go there whenever I come across a bit of IPA that I can't work out, and find it to be an extremely good resource. It probably doesn't cover everything, but it seems to be pretty effective. So that's the end of my Today I Learned list, and maybe I'll come up with another one in a week or two. I don't know. Probably never do another one after this. Hope you found it interesting, and bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.